Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and today I'm going to talk to you about a really important topic, and that is how to make money selling merchant services. Just because you're in merchant services does not mean you're making very good money, right? It's a sales thing. So how to make money selling merchant services. I'm going to give you four tips on this. Number one, be honest with yourself about your motivations. Be honest with yourself about your motivations. One of the things that I've noticed, like when I talk to so many different salespeople, I start to see these kind of patterns emerging. And it was really interesting to me. This kind of culminated in a phone call with a sales rep. I actually had like really not a good call with this particular sales representative. He was kind enough and professional enough to reach back out, and we're having another phone call, I think next week, to mend the fence of our last conversation, because it got a little bit contentious, more than I would usually get. I think I was really tired on the call, to be honest. But it was just a frustrating call a little bit, because people have to check their motivations. And what I mean by that is, you know, you do not want the best deal for the merchant. Okay, let's just be honest here. Okay, if you look at me right now, you're looking at this YouTube and you're thinking to yourself, you know, James, what I would do is I want to find the processor that gives the best deal to the merchant. No, you don't. Because I can tell you what the best deal is. It's really simple. Give them the terminal for free. Sell the merchant services with zero transaction fee, zero basis points of markup. That's the best deal. Is that what you want to offer them? No. You know why? Because you want to make money. Hello? This is not a nonprofit. You want to make money. So your motivation is, I want to make money. Now, you say, well, yeah, James, but I want to provide a good deal to the merchant. I want to provide maybe not the best deal. I don't want to give it away for free, but I want to provide the next best deal. I can tell you what that is. Give them a free terminal. 1 cent transaction fee, one basis points of markup. Are you happy now? No. You want to make money. What you really want to do is your motivation is actually that you want to provide a reasonable deal to the merchant that makes you money. That's really what you want to provide, okay? So let me encourage many of you that are in different camps. You know, you're in the, I'm in the free terminal only. I only provide free terminals because, you know, I'll tell you what, these guys who lease, yeah, okay, and you have a $25 monthly minimum, you have a $12 monthly free terminal paper whatever fee, you have a $10 statement fee, you have a 30 cent batch fee, you know, okay, like, hold on a second, you give them 80 basis points of markup and a 15 cent transaction fee, okay, you know, hold on a second, you're making money, let's get open-minded a little bit about this, right? Can we all agree that there's different ways to price, that there's different ways to make money? And at the end of the day, whatever the merchant is paying monthly for the ability to accept credit cards is really what matters, right? If I can get them less money, you can get them, you know, whatever. And so if you've watched my old content, I've really come full circle on this. And a lot of it's been like the hypocrisy that I've seen from the free terminal side. That's been like, we never lease. Oh, we would never. That's unbelievable. Oh, we would never lease a terminal. We'll raise the prices 5 times a year. We will add this fee and that fee and the other thing, you know. And I'm like, wait a second, you know. Why do you not lease? What's the purpose behind this? You know, so here's the deal, okay? I totally respect the idea of saying I only do free terminals because that's my pitch. That gets me more business. I figured out a way to sell 15, 20 accounts a month by just giving away a free terminal. I respect that. I totally understand that. I did that myself for years, but I didn't do the free terminal because the lease was evil. I did the free terminal because that worked for me, for my pitch. Now, I know salespeople who lease. That works for them. They do reasonable leases. You know, it's like $29 a month or whatever on a 36 month lease. They're making $500-$600. But what they do is they have to bring the prices down really low, a lot lower than mine on a free terminal, because they have to justify the cost of the lease. You know, I'm fine with that. They're front loading their profits. I'm getting mine longer term. I don't care. That doesn't matter. It's not like that's evil and my way is good. So you got to kind of be a little bit, if you really want to make merchant services, you got to check your own motivations. And the second thing is you got to be open-minded about different business models, right? So your motivation is to make money. You got to be open-minded to different models so that you can actually see stuff for what it is. When you see a model where you're like, oh, I just totally disagree with that. Well, hold on a second. Why don't you take a few minutes to think about it and think about, oh, wait a minute, maybe that is a good model. Maybe some merchants are actually would be better off on that model. I'll give you a great example of this. I have a really big client locally that I've been dealing with. It's a huge mess, a huge pain. They've had 3 back-to-back processors, one of them being mine, that gave them a free terminal. Well, now they're trying to cancel the service and they've moved to somebody else. But now they have these 3 free terminals that now they don't know what happened to one of them. Well, now that processor wants to charge them like $1,000 for this 4-year-old, you know, $100 terminal. The next processor is still charging them X amount per month because they're like, well, you still haven't returned the terminal, so you can't cancel your account. And it's this huge mess. It's like, oh my word. Guess what they did when they moved to the fourth processor, I guess in this case, you know what they did? They made cash for their terminal. You know why? Because they don't want to do that again. They would rather just own the terminal, so they don't have to deal with all this nonsense. They're a huge company. It's not worth their time. So, you know, there are situations where the free terminal isn't really the best deal for the merchant. And for those of you that have been doing it long enough, you understand what I'm talking about, what a pain in the neck it is when one of these free terminals breaks down, or when they want to replace it or switch it or swap it or whatever. And a lot of times it's a huge pain. So you got to be open-minded about different business models, and you got to check your own motivations. Those are our first two things. Number three, sell technology for cash. Sell technology for cash. Now, I very, very rarely produce content that could be potentially offensive to some processors because, quite frankly, I do business with all of them. But this is one area where I'm probably going to step on some toes of some people that are watching this, because I have a fundamental disagreement with the way that some of these models are going. And again, I'm not judging the other models, or certainly, you know, I get it, but I just want to make sure you as a salesperson understand something, okay? When a processor is giving the technology away for free in order to get the credit card processing, all right, that may be a good deal for them because they're investing cash to get a return on investment. But that is almost always an extremely bad deal for you because you are investing time and not getting a return on investment. So, what do I mean by this? Well, let's say we have a processor that wants to give away like the point terminal, which is one that I've talked about. And there are a couple I know of right now that have some type of quote unquote free placement on the point terminal. They're usually not free, there's other fees involved, whatever, but you know, again, that's fine. They're making money, I get it. But they're giving away the point terminal for free. Now, for the processor, they may look at that and say, this is a good investment. We have plenty of money, right? So we're going to invest $700 in the point terminal or whatever, put it out there in the marketplace, and we're gonna get this $37 a month in return. So that's a good deal. The sales rep, well, the processor tells them, hey, what do you need an upfront bonus for? You're able to give away a point terminal. You want more money on top of that? We can't afford to do that, you know? And so I get that. And I think from the processor's perspective, I think it's a very clever strategy for them to increase their profits. But for you as an individual sales rep, I think it's really, really stupid, because now you're investing your time and you're selling something that if you leased that terminal or sold it or rented it or whatever, you could probably make a $700, $800, $1,000 bonus up front on the technology. You could focus your pitch on the technology, which is really what you want to do anyway. The merchant is like, well, that makes sense to them. Like, this is, if it's really a terminal that's as good as you say it is, you're probably not going to give it to me for free. You're going to want some money. So it just makes sense. So you get to sell it, make money, and you get the merchant services, maybe at a lower price to justify the lease. So the margins aren't quite as high, but the net effect is you made a lot more money up front for your time investment, and you created you have an account now that's probably not going to cancel for a really long time. Okay, so you want to sell the technology for cash, whatever that technology is. Again, it could be Clover, it could be Point, it could be ShopKeep, it could be a gateway, it could be NCR Silver, it could be whatever it is. If you're providing them with technology, an analytics tool, whatever, sell that stuff. Don't give that away for free, because you don't want to put all the focus on the credit card processing. You want to put the focus on the technology, and you want to make money when you sell the technology. That just kind of makes sense. The number four tip, the last one I'm going to give you on how to make money selling merchant services, is to get on leads as soon as you can afford to do so, or as soon as you can get on them with a processor. Do not discount the possibility of actually making more sales. Let me explain what I mean by that. I know sales reps are like, oh, I've got this company that would give me leads. I've got, you know, this company that won't give me leads. Well, this one pays me like $100 less a sale. Who cares? You're on leads. You're going to make like twice as many sales. So get on leads as soon as you can. Now, that doesn't mean your company has to offer leads. In most cases, you're going to need to go to an outside source like Upwork.com or Outbounders.com. Get your own telemarketer. Get them selling leads, and you can slowly build in. Have them do like an hour a day. It's going to cost you 10 bucks a day, and have them spend an hour calling to get you a lead, you know, and you give one lead a day, right? Then you can afford to give them to pay them for 2 hours a day. And you know, you can grow, but get on leads as quick as you can. I'm telling you, the leads are just killer. It's hard for me to just quantify it, but you're gonna make a lot more money when you're on leads. So if you get an opportunity to get on leads, or you have some option to get on leads, that is really gonna help you, but it might take you 6 months to get there. So be willing to put the work in to get to that point where you have enough money or the connections that you need in order to get on leads and have an assistant, somebody can follow up and do all that for you, because that's really what's gonna make you super effective. So hopefully those four tips will help you to make more money selling merchant services. Have an awesome day. Okay.